We've been aggressively covering the last U.S. combat troops leaving Iraq, and NBC and MSNBC were given exclusive access to the story. Here's Richard Engel on NBC last night.
Right now, we are with the last American combat troops, and they are in the process of leaving this country right now. As soon as all these soldiers leave Iraq, Operation Iraqi Freedom, the combat mission in Iraq will be over.
We heard Michael Gordon just a moment ago talk more about it as more of a media event than anything. You know, kind of remember when the troops came ashore in Somalia, that whole event that, you know, CNN was waiting there with the lights all set up and off they come ashore, kind of orchestrated in a sense. Here's Brian Stelter is with us. He's the media reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Brian, good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Let's talk about, first of all, this scoop that NBC got. How did that happen?
They've been working on this for weeks, if not months. Definitely months, trying to get on this embed, and weeks bringing this giant truck back into Iraq. NBC told me they wanted to. Richard Engel said that he had wanted months ago to be on this final embed, and they had petitioned the military to get on it. There was some resistance within the military, you know, to make too much of a big deal out of the fact that after the troops were leaving. But after all, I think it's pretty obvious by now that the combat troops are leaving and the military did allow the embed. But it did strike a lot of people as quite a stark difference between NBC's coverage last night and everybody else's, given that NBC was the only network to have this truck there to broadcast live.
You would think they would have insisted on maybe a pool report in a situation like this, but instead they get the scoop, huh?
Right. There was an AP, Associated Press, a reporter on the scene as well, but generally NBC was the one to get much of the credit here. And I think that shows that this was not necessarily structured only as a PR event. However, the difference between NBC's coverage and everyone else's shows that, you know, in part, this appears to be a media construct more than an actual official final, departure.
Well, let's that leads us to a question about, in general, how the media has acquitted itself over the past 7.5 years. What do you think?
Obviously, this started with Sound and Fury, NBC and every other network. I think there were 600 reporters embedded in 2003. And then the coverage, you know, really dropped like a rock. Of course, that makes sense they're not going to, you know, have 600 reporters there at all times. But the amount of coverage as the war wound down was severely limited. To a large extent, there are not bureaus in Iraq anymore among the television networks. NBC says they keep some local staffers there, but they don't have anybody there full time, a Western reporter there full time. That sort of decline has been dramatic and has encouraged people to tune this war out.
Brian Stelter is the media reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Always a pleasure.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.